If you got your Bibles this morning, turn over to John chapter 14. This morning I want to talk about heaven being a place. How many of you believe that heaven is a place?
Amen.
The facts are that death does not end all, that death cannot end all, that man will exist through all eternity. Eternity means everlasting or endless. When people die, they will spend eternity in either heaven or hell. But today, I want to talk about heaven because that's where saved people will spend eternity. In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." You know, Jesus said that he would go and prepare a place for us. And he didn't just say that he would go prepare any place for us. He said that he would go prepare a mansion for us. It says in verse 2, "In my Father's house are many mansions." The ESV, the NIV, the RSV, and the NLT says, "In my Father's house are many rooms." You know, I don't know about y'all, but we can go down to the Motel 6 and get any old room, and they'll leave a light on for us. But Jesus clearly said that in his Father's house are many mansions. So, I mean, that's a big deal to me, a mansion versus a room. The Father's house is in heaven, so in heaven there are many mansions. A mansion is a very large house that has lots of rooms in it, usually with the very best of things money can buy. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you." He didn't say he was going to send somebody else to prepare a place for you. He said he was going to go and prepare that place for you. Can you imagine the furnishings that's going to be in our heavenly home? After all, it is the God that made the heaven and the earth that's preparing our heavenly homes. Jesus said in verse number 2, "I go to prepare a place for you." This is the very same Jesus that died on the cross for our sins. He has gone on ahead to heaven to prepare our heavenly homes. Jesus said in verse number 3, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Jesus loves us so much that not only did he die on the cross for our sins, but he prepared a heavenly home for us that we can spend eternity with him. Who is ready to spend eternity with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Can I tell you one thing that ain't going to be in heaven? That's a migraine. If you ain't never had a migraine, let me tell you, you don't want one. Heavenly's earthly equivalent was Canaan, a prepared place. The Lord told Jacob in Psalms 105:11, "Saying unto thee will I give the Lord the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance." Canaan was a place that the Lord had prepared for the Israelites. It was a land flowing with milk and honey, according to Numbers 14:8. Look over in Deuteronomy chapter 26. Deuteronomy chapter 26. Verses 8 and 9. It says, "And the Lord brought us forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm and with great terribleness and with signs and wonders. And he hath brought us into this place and hath given us this land, even a land that floweth with milk and honey." The Israelites did not have to pioneer the way, build cities or homes. Homes and cities were already built for them. Nothing was required except that they simply enter in and enjoy. There won't be any need for a Home Depot or Lowe's or any kind of floor and decor stores in heaven, because the Lord has already took care of all the building for us. As Canaan was a feeble type of heaven, so its preparation was but a faint shadow of the preparation that is made for us in heaven. Homes in heaven are not made with human hands, but they are God-built and stand eternal in the heavens. Peter viewed heaven as a place, an inheritance to be sought for, and a possession awaiting us. Look at 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. In verse number 5, it says, Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. We see lively hope in verse number 3, inheritance in verse number 4, salvation in verse number 5. Because of the new birth, we have a lively hope. If you are saved, you have something to look forward to. Peter tells us that this living hope is built upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ himself, to an inheritance. The second result of the new birth for which we should praise God is called our inheritance. Look at Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 and verse number 5. It says, For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you have heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. This inheritance is more lasting than any earthly inheritance could ever be. Every stone of the earth will crumble, diamonds chip, gold wears away, but this inheritance of ours is a truly imperishable commodity. This inheritance is also described as undefiled, which means that it has no spot or dirt or pollution on it. This inheritance fadeth not away. Furthermore, this inheritance is unfading. This inheritance is everlasting. This inheritance is reserved for you in heaven, and it will not be given to someone else by mistake. Look back over in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. It says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, it says, To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. So it's reserved in heaven for saved people. And it's not something that once you get saved, Jesus Christ is not going to take that inheritance away from you and give it to somebody else. He's already reserved that and he's prepared it for you. Jesus told the dying thief in Luke 23:43, Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. The Bible also says in 2 Corinthians 5:8, We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Ain't it good to know that the Lord has a place prepared for all saved people? This place is everlasting, unfading, undefiled, and is reserved in heaven for us. And as soon as we leave this old earthly body, we will be forever with the Lord. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Verse number 1. It says, "For we know that in our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Paul said, "For we know that our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved." All earthly houses, no matter how beautiful they are, no matter how costly they are, no matter what materials are used to build them, they are made with earthly hands and will not last forever. The houses of heaven are God built and are as enduring and incorruptible as their builder. As I was thinking about our earthly homes compared to our heavenly home, this song comes to mind. It's called "The Best Is Yet to Come." Some of the words go like this: "The house where I live is old and run down, but that's all right. It'll do for a while." You know, as we think about our heavenly home and the mansion that Jesus has went and prepared for us, it doesn't matter how big or how beautiful your house is compared to our house, home in heaven. It's going to be old and run down here. It says, "But that's all right. It'll do for a while, because soon I'll inherit a mansion where nothing will ever decay. I'm going to wear a white robe and a crown of glory that fadeth not away. It don't take this world's possessions. No money did I have to pay. It just took the blood of God's only Son to wash all my sins away. I don't have much longer to stay here. My race is almost run. And Lord, you know I've seen better days, but the best is yet to come." So we've got something to look forward to. We got better days ahead. No matter how bad it gets here on this earth, we know we've got something better to look forward to. If you are saved, the best is yet to come. Paul said we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. God has a place built for you and for me. Its size is just right. We won't have to worry about having enough rooms or having to remodel and fix things in our heavenly home. Our heavenly home is built just for us, and it is a thing of beauty and lasts for all eternity. Heaven is a place of matchless beauty, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. Stephen, the first martyr, was full of faith in the Holy Spirit. In the presence of a cruel, murderous death, he had the sight and calm of heaven. Look over in Acts chapter 7. Acts chapter 7, verses 55 through 59. It says in verse 55, it says, "But he being full of the Holy Ghost looked up steadfastly unto heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens open, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witness laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Stephen knew his life was over here on this earth, but Stephen had something far better to gain. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 real quick. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 8, it says, "Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord." Stephen had the faith that was required to enter into his heavenly home and was ready for God to receive his spirit. You know what we need to be as Christians? We need to be ready for God to receive our spirit when it's our time. We don't know when it's our time, but We just need to be ready. Jesus said in John 6:42, "I came down from heaven." We can learn so much about heaven from him. From heaven he came, for heaven he suffered, in heaven he returned, in heaven he lives. Jesus' home is in heaven. And it would be strange if he did not speak much of heaven. You know, just like we speak a lot about the things that's important to us, Jesus speaks a lot about the things that's important to him. We are all well assured that we will hear Jesus speak much of heaven as we read and study his word. He began his Beatitudes, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Matthew 5:3. Jesus also said in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You know, why do we do good works? We do good works because we are saved. We don't do good works to get saved. Jesus also said in Matthew 4:17, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Jesus also said in Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the poor in heart, for they shall see God." This includes seeing, knowing, and loving God. 1 Corinthians 13:12 says, "For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known." You know, one day we'll get to see Jesus face to face. Right now we can't even, like Brother Scott said the other night over in the fellowship hall when he was teaching, we can't even comprehend what God looks like or what heaven's going to be like. But one day we're going to get to see him face to face. Jesus would not let it out of his disciples' minds that their Father was in heaven and that they were his children and that they were to live a life that was pleasing to him. Jesus shows us constantly that heaven is his home. The Father's character should be his children's character. The Father's conduct, his children's conduct. The Father's place, his children's place. The Father's home, his children's home. We should strive to be more like God. He is our Heavenly Father. Heaven is his home, and one day heaven will be our home. Look over in Matthew 6. Matthew 6:20-23. It says, "But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye, therefore thine eye be single, and the whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?" I'm going to leave you with this right here. It says, "For others seek a home below, which flames devour or waves overflow. Be mine a happier lot to own a heavenly mansion near the throne. Then fail this earth, let the stars decline, and sun and moon refuse to shine. All nature sink and cease to be, that heavenly mansion stands for me." And that's what I have this morning. Lord God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for just allowing us to come out to your house this morning, Lord. We thank you for the home that you've prepared for us in heaven, Lord, and that one day we get to be with you, Lord. We thank you for this day, Lord. We just pray that you just be with the rest of the service. I pray that you be with Brother Drew as he brings a message this morning. I pray that you be with the singing, and we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.